Chapter 9. Bollywood. "Wake up, Edu!" shouted Chandra the next morning. "It's time to go! We've got a very exciting day planned for you."
"Where are we going?" I asked, still half asleep.
"I'm not telling you. It's a surprise. Come on, the driver will be here in 15 minutes," insisted Chandra. Soon we were driving along the seashore. Chandra sat in the front, and I sat next to Jaya in the back, wishing the journey would continue forever. Finally, the car stopped at the entrance to a huge closed area.
"Where are we?"
I asked, very confused.
"We're in Bollywood," Jaya declared, enthusiastically.
"Hollywood? That's in California," I said.
"Not Hollywood. Bollywood," Jaya explained patiently. "Bollywood is named after Hollywood, but it's the home of the Indian film industry."
"Come on, you two, the tour is starting," shouted Chandra, not so patiently. The next 2 hours were great. The tour took us from one Bollywood film set to the next. We drove through luxurious gardens, a railway station, an apartment block with no building behind it, and a miniature Indian village. We also saw indoor sets, a hospital, a mansion, and an office. In each place, they were filming either a soap opera or a film. We could hear the director shouting instructions in Hindi and English. There is a lot of romance in Bollywood films, so we saw many actors kissing or declaring their love for each other. There was also a lot of singing and dancing as we passed. Next, we stopped at a sound studio. There they were recording a playback singer. These singers record songs for actors, and then the actors pretend to sing them on screen. Chandra was very excited because he wanted to be a playback singer. Unfortunately, I must say, I've heard him sing in the shower, and I'm not sure he's got a future as a playback singer, or any kind of singer, really. Of course, I didn't tell him that. Often during the tour, we passed many famous Indian celebrities.
"That's Anil Kapoor," Chandra shouted, jumping up and down.
"And that's Amisha Patel," Jaya said, pointing excitedly to an attractive actress. I didn't recognize these names, so I was less excited than my friends. But I enjoyed seeing these attractive people in their beautiful clothes. I did think their acting was exaggerated, though. In the middle of the tour, we watched a film about Bollywood. We learned that most Bollywood films are written according to the masala formula. The word masala is usually used to describe a combination of Indian spices. They are called masala films because they include a bit of everything: dance, music, violence, revenge, intrigue, and humor, the different spices of the films. Usually they've got dream scenes and scenes of festivals or celebrations. The plots are very much alike. That is why Bollywood films rarely win awards at international film festivals, but they are still very exciting. Indian audiences are happy to watch a Bollywood film several times. At the end of the tour, we discovered there was one more bonus: seeing the stars' homes. Jaya and Chandra started to get excited every time we passed a famous star's house. I was getting tired, and I had other things on my mind. How was I going to get a chance to be alone with Jaya? Soon, my problem was solved.
"Do you want to see a Bollywood film with me tonight?" Jaya asked on the way back to the hotel. "Chandra doesn't want to go, so it'll be just the two of us."
"I'd love to," I said, finding it hard to hide my excitement. Chandra winked at me, and I smiled at him gratefully. I'll never forget that evening. I met Jaya downstairs at 6 o'clock, and we walked to a nearby cinema. It was a beautiful old-fashioned building from the time of the British.
The seats were very comfortable, and the film was exciting. The audience was also amazing. It was like watching another film at the same time. People walked around during the film. They sang with the singers on the screen and shouted when the villain was killed. But during the romantic scenes, everybody became quiet. Halfway through the film, I put my arm around Jaya. I gave her a kiss, and she seemed to like it. Progress. After the film, we went to eat a masala dosa, a delicious pancake full of spicy vegetables. It's my favorite Indian food, even though it's a little hot. We discussed the film, and then I said, Jaya, we've spent a lot of time together in the last week, and I've really enjoyed it. Me too, Edu. You're a wonderful guy, and we have lots of fun together, Jaya answered, looking down at her plate. I'd like to spend more time with you, I continued.
Well, we've still got all day tomorrow, Jaya said. But then, I'm returning to Delhi in the evening.
Yes, we have still got tomorrow, I answered. I was dreading her leaving, but I didn't want to ruin the time left. We walked back to the hotel silently, and I kissed her outside the door of her room. She seemed to like that kiss even more.
Good night, Jaya. See you in the morning, I said. Good night, Edu, she answered, and closed the door.